Proclamation number 0624 of 17th of October, 1938. Time and space. Receive the gift that is offered to you with a believing heart, and see in it the constant love of the Lord. In the union of the work of all natural forces, man sees a regulated activity of all spiritual beings, respectively of the spiritual forces expressing themselves in nature. All these carry out the one will that commands them, and they act partly guided in an imperfect state, partly self-willed, but wanting the same, if their spiritual state already corresponds to perfection. Thus, the respective activity of the spiritual beings will now also adapt to their state of maturity. There is so much in God's work of creation that requires the activity of the spiritual beings, from the animation of the smallest creatures to the spiritual advancement of the human soul. Nothing exists that can do without this spiritual power, because all existence is inevitably connected with it. Thus also the terms, endless, and innumerable, are to some extent comprehensible, if one considers everything in nature and connects it with the working of such spiritual forces. Then it becomes clear to the human being that also never and never the term, time, and space, can find application in the work of creation of God, that everything is from eternity and can never pass, that nothing can be limited and is therefore endless, and that the creative power manifests itself in innumerable formations which are in constant, not to be destroyed life. This is so tremendous that all human intellect cannot grasp the greatness and significance of the creation. But God is eternal spirit. All things are subject to Him. He knows about everything and sees everything. His will and His love comprehend everything, and His power is so mighty that it can animate and sustain everything for all eternity. Everything is likewise subject to the Spirit out of God, provided that He has brought about the unification with the eternal Godhead. Then all power is given to it and it only always works according to the will of God. But the will and the power of God extends also to the spiritual world, which is still separated from Him, and also there assigns its activity to every spiritual power, the fulfillment of which, although subject to the will of God, nevertheless means assent for this being. The entire work of creation is therefore as it were the working place of innumerable spiritual beings. It is the school of the Spirit which, guided by God Himself, is to form beings to Godlikeness. Because the power out of God is infinite, and His love never stops, and this love is constantly meant for His creatures which He wants to endow with His power. So the goal of all spiritual beings is only the Godlikeness. Amen.